Thank you for tuning in to the second segment of episode 6. In the first segment of this episode, we shared that God wants us in community. Jesus himself believed in community and was planted in a community of believers. So what exactly does community entail? And how can community come in to help us through the primary school transition? Let's dive in. Chinfen and Gary, you mentioned about your village in terms of your family and all. Yeah, so perhaps can we just make this even clearer for the parents who are listening? Let's define community and what it entails.
Yeah, and bring it down to ground level. But having said that, I just really want to call out that I feel like I'm still absorbing whatever that you shared, Pastor.
Right.
Because to be able to observe that in the Bible itself gives us greater confidence.
Yes.
And propelling force to say, like, let's do what is right for our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So back to your question, Christy, in terms of the community and what that entails, I think, first of all, it really does take a village to raise a child,
mm-hmm.
right? We can depend on ourselves, but that's definitely not the best and not enough. So if we think about that village, I just wanted to call out first that amongst the villagers in our village, surely there are some that we were given and there are some
yes.
that we have to choose
yes.
and that we have to intentionally build.
Mm. Yeah.
But we all stay in the same village.
Mm.
And whether you like it or not, or whether you want to or not, everyone has an impact and influence on your life because we are in the same village.
Mm. Okay. Yes.
We see this in the concentric circles of different groups, and that we just wanted to recognize that every single one of us and them do play a part. So as we have more layers, I think there's greater reaches.
That's right.
And there are greater sort of leverages that we can benefit out of the
yeah.
community. So the way we see it is that, of course, it starts with the innermost circle of our direct family with God and Holy Spirit, as well as the siblings. And in this sense, we break that down. I also wanted to share how we were inspired by the beautiful visions of what the community can look like or that we have experienced for ourselves. So right in our home, I think in the previous episode, we talked about that richness of church being in the home and how we can encourage each other and be encouraged by our children, as well as siblings encouraging each other. I think that's really, really important. In the middle ring, there would be the family, the extended family. You have the grandparents, the
yeah.
uncles and aunties. Some you see once a year. Some you see a little bit more than once a year, you know. And the church, right? The church family with like-minded friends in the same season, older friends, leaders who are seasons ahead,
yeah.
to whom we submit ourselves and be able to learn from. And in this sense, I wanted to call out that this middle ring is especially important, at least for Gary and myself, because we have benefited so much. Our parents, you know, in a previous episode, we talked about how they come by at least 5 times a week. Recently, we took a trip. In fact, I think we were doing a count of the number of holidays that we've taken, grandparents, 3 generations all in one, probably about 7 to 8
wow.
trips together. And we recall very dearly of how our kids come and tell us that they love sleeping with their grandparents, hearing the stories that the grandparents had when they were younger, and being able to draw out some pressure values that we try very hard ourselves to teach and inculcate, but never really got to it. And, you know, as parents, sometimes also we struggle with sort of drawing that line between discipline and love. But grandparents are a very generous group of elders that they can always turn to and they find comfort in.
Yeah.
When it comes down to church friends, I think this is the group that, because of the fact that we grew up in ministry, we have benefited most from. And I want to share with you a couple of stories, right? In that middle ring of church family and friends, I think we've heard of a couple of testimonies. I give you one where it's present in our parenting life group. So we do this parenting life group and it's about once, sometimes twice a month. And we had one couple who joined us and the son is about 3 years old. And when she first took the step to join, she told us she would never join us at the gatherings because she'll be like sort of child-minding. She's with us at the gatherings, but she doesn't really sit with us at the table with the adults, adulting, you know, having conversations. She's child-minding her son
yeah.
all the time, following really? Him around and vice versa. So we took time to encourage. And what happened was that she told us that it's such a breakthrough for her because she never had her child leaving her side ever.
Wow.
And it was so refreshing that she could sit down for half an hour to just have adult conversations with us. And it has come to a point where actually in the parent life group, we could leave our kids upstairs in one of the units, our house, for about 45 minutes, they're having a heyday. All the kids with the elder ones playing hide and seek in the house while the husbands and wives are just sitting at the barbecue pit and just talking about our work, praying together and just having good laughs.
Wow.
So that is that community that we have enjoyed as well. Mm. Even in the parenting life group, every Saturday, sometimes when our son has his tuition class ended early and we can't make it in time, we could tell him, hey, can you just walk to this auntie's house in the same estate? And our life group member will just take care of our son until we can get there and in fact, just have lunch with them and they play together. So he's looking forward to that kind of friendship that is just outside of what we can afford. That's just what I wanted to talk about in that middle ring in terms of that like-minded friends that we have had the opportunity to take holiday trips with.
Hallelujah.
And they have grown up. I have a girl and we have two ex-ministry friends who have also girl each. Mm. They were born all in the same year when we first started out.
Mm.
We literally have pictures of them placed, all three of them together when they were first born at 1 year old.
Mm. 2 years old and then 8 years old. And recently,
PSLE.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. And they remember.
12 years old. 2 years old, 8 years old.
Because we gather quite regularly. Today, they are sharing about some of their challenges studying for PSLE and they find comfort in one another. And let me move on to the outer ring. I think the wider influence of the teachers and friends from school and enrichment classes, for example, we could argue and say maybe some people will feel that we don't necessarily share the same values and henceforth it's difficult to hang out together.
Yep, you're right.
But I wanted to call out one incident that we faced ourselves where our daughter, when she was 3 years old, met an accident when she was with me. We were just at the car park in our estate. And I was opening the car door. Little did I know that she was just standing at the curb, rocking herself. And at 3 years old, she fell down and her head hit the curb.
Oh.
So at that point in time, all I did when I turned around was I heard a loud cry and then she was somewhat covered in blood. I didn't know what to do and I didn't know what to react. But did you know what happened? So basically the cry drew the attention of my neighbor.
Wow.
A neighbor that we have met, we have said hi, we don't really talk much.
Yeah.
They heard the cry, they rushed down with a car key and a towel.
Wow.
And just attended to my daughter and me at the same time. And they said, do you need to go to hospital? Let me send you to the hospital now.
Wow.
So I wasn't able to manage. I was at a loss and I was almost fainting from the sight.
Blood, right?
Yes. And they were the ones who helped me to the hospital. And we still remember that today.
Mm.
Also recently, you know, I was just remarking to Gary, we thank God for the community that we don't know the people in the parent chat group, but we're thankful for because we form parents chat of the classes that our kids are in. And they have called out, for example, recently there's a Swim Safer class that all primary four kids will have to go through. Mm. And some parent called out that one of the boys went home and shared with the mom that he almost drowned in the class because they went to a pool where it was very, very deep and he felt so scared. And she alerted everyone to it and people started praying over the chat group. Not everybody is a believer or their parents were saying, okay, next time let's parent volunteer to go down for the Swim Safer class. Let's have more eyes on our boys when they go for their Swim Safer class. Mm. And they were just sharing notes around. Actually, if we think about it, our life can be very rich.
Mm.
Of course, not everybody are best friends.
Yeah,
not everybody will share the same values.
Yeah.
There will be differences, but I think it's, Pastor, like what you said, right? Community is God's idea.
Amen.
And
Amen.
People are His true love.
Mm.
And that He has placed us on this earth to be able to partake of all of that. And if we were to be open to receive that, to be able to allow ourselves to be challenged in our perspectives and enjoy that, I think that there will be a lot that we can take away with it. So, Gary, right? I mean, there are a couple of things that we talk about in terms of being able to benefit the community. I guess we deliberately seek to build and grow our village.
Yep.
And the number one is the iron sharpen iron. Let's be open.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very easy to come back from an incident when we hang out with groups, realizing that there could be differences in approach. And we've heard of how parents have friends. They have parted ways just because they could not agree on parenting approaches that they are taking for their young kids in the first few years of their lives. First time parents especially, because I think we are all very caught up with this, wanting to give the best, what we think is the best. Yeah, it's unfortunate that they end up parting ways.
Yeah.
And I think we just want to call out that there will clearly be differences and conflicts. And if we allow ourselves to be open at any point in time, we could hear the different perspectives and see what and where God can lead us.
That is so good.
I think the other area is around the being proactive and friendly. Gary, would you like to touch on a little bit more about the not having to wait for anything to happen? Especially for...
Men. Be men.
Okay, men again.
We're not mocking men and mocking men.
Not at all,
No, I think it's just maybe in me. I wouldn't say that broadly, you know, in men, right? In me. It takes a lot from me to want to just get it and just talk about things, right? To me, it's that I've worked 5 days a week. I work long hours. I come back, you know.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, I'm tending to my children, and then now I have to, you know, make friends. It's the last thing in my mind. I want to sleep.
You know?
But I think it's so important. Many a times, right, where especially for me, time is limited. But like I shared earlier, you know, it's a choice. If I see that this is important, then I make it a choice that I want to make it happen.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that it just happened at a snap.
Yes.
No, we are very intentional. We say that, hey, guys, let's meet up in 2 weeks' time. So we give our ample timeline, runway, to make a meet-up, a gathering. Yeah. And when we do gather, right, men, of course, we gather among food. Food is important.
Sure.
Right? We feed ourselves. But I think that it's also important that we open up and just talk about our lives. Something that's happening. I think it's important that we do that. And we pray for each other. Like the men in the Bible, right? They gather at the gate.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. So we talk about our lives and then we pray.
Yeah.
So that we also understand that we are not alone in this journey. We have brothers going through the same season.
Amen.
And we pray for each other. I remember one of the articles that I read in Singapore, men in the 50s, right? They become very lonely.
A lot of them are found
coffee
at
shop.
The coffee shops.
Yeah. Angry and lonely.
Angry and lonely.
You know, you are very young, but almost that age group too. So
you won't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I just told you I'm 25.
I say amen to that.
Yeah,
Gary.
Amen. Be proactive, you
That's
know.
Right. Yes.
And caught up some men together. Yeah.
Yep.
Give enough lead time because we do understand that, you know, time is limited.
Yes.
24 hours a day. But make time to want to gather. And it's not just about food. It's not just about play. But really to come together with that and also talk about lives, our lives, and pray.
And can I add in one more point that it really comes to mind, which is about being committed. Because sometimes we almost, ourselves guilty of it as well, right? So sometimes we say go with the flow and then people who can flow with you, we hit it off. And you almost have this expectation in our instant generation that things can be very fast. But I recall when we first started that parenting life group, ourselves, we feel like, wow, it's going to take a little while. We can't really see how we could be able to just have our children play very well and that we can be so close. Because we have our ex-ministry friends. But can I say today, I think the relationships that we have with our parenting life groups, people that we have just met and come together for less than a year, we treasure them and we enjoy the relationship as much as the ex-ministry friends group that have been with us for 10 to 15 years. That quality was accelerated and that it didn't happen overnight. So I think making that choice and being committed and allowing the Lord to give that increase just by showing up. If for the first time, if our kids didn't play well together, that's fine. Let's show up again second time.
So good.
If my kid did not leave me to fellowship and I didn't get to talk with someone that impacted my life, so give it a third chance. And let's just keep going at it. And this is a common testimony that many of our parenting life group members have shared that when we first started, we were not very sure, but we are so glad that we have stayed and they started to bring friends, right? So that community takes time to build and God will be faithful as we are faithful, allowing Him to give that increase. So I wanted to end with again one or two sort of sharing or testimonies if I could not entice more parents to, you know, get yourselves really plugged into the community.
Yes.
Is when, you know, the accident that I mentioned earlier about how our daughter was injured, we fondly remember one time and that our community, the parents and their kids, turned up at our house uninvited and without heads up, with balloons, with gifts, when they heard that our daughter was injured. And that the kids, their kids, bought gifts and toys out of their own pocket money for our children. That incident and episode impacted our daughter till today.
Yeah.
That she will always remember how she was touched. And as a result, that she started to play a more active role in the parenting life group.
Wow.
So it is something that we're very grateful for. And we just want to encourage everyone listening in, ourselves included as well, to give community a chance in many different shapes and forms and not have any preconceived judgment or prejudice around sort of what kind of personalities would best be suited.
And if somebody rubs you the wrong way, don't give up on
it.
I love what you shared about iron sharpening iron. You find that in Proverbs 27, verse 17. Just to add a biblical perspective to that.
Yeah.
As iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. So sometimes those disagreements may happen, but don't let that throw cold water on this whole idea of community.
Yes.
Reach out again. Be committed, as you said. I thought that was so good.
Yeah.
There's always overflowing blessings in the community. It's interesting how a neighbor just comes in when you really need the person. Who would have thought that this, in the larger concentric circle, right, the wider circle, even there, there's help. There's help in school. If you can see it, there'll be help in school. There are people will be more than happy to do this.
Yep.
You talked about the second ring in the middle, which is your church life. And it's interesting, the Bible says in Psalms 92, verse 13, those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. You know, I think that's where community is. Church is a very big part of that. You also see there's good counsel and safety in the community. You heard that and received that from the leaders that are with you, your peers, those that were in the ministry with you. And the Bible says, Proverbs 11, 14, in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. When there's no counsel, the people fail. Right? Without counsel, our plans go awry, the Bible says in Proverbs 15, verse 22. But in the multitude of counselors, there is again, they are established. Mm. There's always this reference to a multitude of counselors.
Yeah.
And the last time you checked, they may be at home, they may be amongst your grandparents and your parents and your relatives, but there's a wider group of people, wider community that can be your counselors if you and I are open to it, right? So I love it when you say that we should be part of a community. We get counsel in community. We get fellowship amongst parents in community. I love that when a mom and dad prioritize being in Christian community, children want to be in a Christian community as well.
Mm.
I love the fact that you said that your daughter wants to step into the life group space and be, because she's got touched by this idea of community.
Mm.
She saw the reciprocity she received from another person.
Yeah.
You know, even saved up money to buy her a gift. That's the touch of a community which you'll never forget.
Yeah.
You've marked her for life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just by exposing her to this thing called community. So model for your children what is a good godly community. Allow children to mingle with other children, because that's what life groups and care groups are all about, serving ministries. Plant children in a godly community so that, you know, at the end of the day, they can also be part of the larger ministry that God is calling them. Remembering again that these are little human beings that God loves.
Yes.
They have a spirit and a soul that needs to be nourished by us. Amen.
With a purpose and a calling.
With a purpose and a calling. Amen to that.
I just want to say at this point, it might sound a lot like we are telling you to be a part of a care group and a life group and a serving ministry. It is true. We are. Because really, we have been beneficiaries of it.
So enriched, yes. Amen.
Yes, we have been so enriched by all the communities that we have been placed in. And we want you to enjoy the same blessings that we have enjoyed ourselves.
Yes, amen. You know,
the fact is that there is really a lot of blessings present in these places.
Yes.
In these constructs and these structures that the church has put in place for us.
Yeah. And not just for our kids, but also for ourselves, for the marriage. I mean, so many times we recall being able to go to our friend's place in the middle of the night or talking with them about the challenges that we cannot get through with each other about communication. And we recall that they have pleasantly surprised us and said that, hey, drop your kids for one day, stay overnight.
Wow.
You guys go for a holiday, like just staycation, you know. And they bought us that staycation.
Oh.
Right?
Oh.
Yeah, and we are very blessed. I mean, we are really, really very blessed and very touched. So
that's blessed community.
Yeah. And we had people walk through our financial numbers with us when we were first parents and we were like, how do we do this? How can we put together all of this? And when we're trying to choose enrichment classes and all that, we end up asking, how do you prioritize some of this? Is it really necessary? And you get all the advice. So there's just so much riches in the community.
There is. It provoked me to jealousy.
I really love what you shared earlier, Chinfen, about giving it a first chance, a second chance, and a third chance, and even more. Because I attended Life Group for the very first time and there were so many challenges. We were supposed to head home for our child's bedtime and we waited an hour for a cab and we could have stayed to fellowship more. Mm. Yeah, but in the end, the child still slept well. Mm. Right? So we really could have fellowshipped more instead of waiting and being fed to the mosquitoes and everything. Yeah, we should have stayed in the house. We thought, maybe not. Maybe let's not go again. We've tried and it's hard enough and it's so difficult. But actually, something is stopping us from going. It's the enemy, right? The enemy does not want us to be in community, does not want us to receive the benefits of this community that God is putting us in.
Yes.
You know, and when we persevered, when we pushed on and we pushed through and we gave you a second chance and a third chance, we're really just so blessed.
Mm.
Yeah, we see our daughter not sticking to us and not coming, mama, 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 everything, but really just running around with the older kids.
Yes.
She gets to play around with the older kids and that's what I really want to see in my heart. It's so beautiful because we talk about the power of community, right? We talk about role modeling for our children. I remember how my parents, like, they didn't used to be believers and they used to bring my sister and I for karaoke sessions with like their choir friends. I hated going because I didn't see a point of waiting for the older folks to sing all the oldies. Yeah. I didn't appreciate the oldies back then. But I think as the years went by, I grew to admire what they had. It stirred a desire in me, right? To want a community that I could grow old with and have fun with. I was so amazed and inspired by my parents. And today, I am so thankful that I see God gathering such a community around me. Honestly, I don't think my parents intentionally wanted me to see them in community and in action, but because they valued and enjoyed the community. Through the examples that you've shared earlier, Gary and Chinfen, it sounded a lot like you doing what my parents did too. Your children see you enjoying your community, and that in itself is you role modeling for them already.
Yeah, we can agree with you more, Christy, on this point. You know, we have talked about the power of community through the many examples that Fern or even Pastor have shared, even yourself, right? And the posture we can take. As parents, we all want our children to be in good company because we know the power of influences and how we become who we are by surrounding ourselves with. The Bible says in Proverbs 13, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but a companion of fools will suffer harm, right? So role modeling starts by exposing them to what we value, and it is important that we first live out ourselves, what we preach.
Yeah,
they don't really catch what we say, but what we do, for example, if we say that,
right,
you know, they catch it.
That's like,
for us, right? If we say that God is first in our lives and we invest in what will draw us closer to Him and His ways. If we are not first prioritizing our time to turn up in church, you know, to serve, to attend service, but prioritize first their enrichment lessons or relaxation activities, right? Then how can we convince them that drawing close to God will save them, especially when they need help? We have to first live it out.
That's true. So true.
Then they will catch it. If family is what God has given us and that we can be grateful for what we have, but if we are not investing and honoring our family relationship, how will they see it?
Yeah. Mm.
That's so
why
true.
We are so thankful that we were just talking about it. How amazing that we have gone for 7 trips together with the grandparents.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're making some parents out there envious.
Yeah.
We are just thankful that our parents are willing to go with us.
Yes.
Right? And our children really enjoy these 7 trips together.
That's great. Yes.
Not without its challenges though. Right? Yeah. But again, it was a choice.
Yeah.
It was a choice because they're healthy, they're well, how many years, right? We treasure this and that.
Yeah.
We trust God to really make the best out of it for
us. Thanks for sharing that, Jennifer.
Yeah.
I thought to call this out as well. Sometimes we do not see the goal in our children.
Yes.
But in community, the community can actually catch it and share it with us.
Mm. Yes.
Many times we are amazed, especially during life group. how yeah. they've shared with us that, yeah. wow, your children are wonderful. They take yeah. care of
the
younger ones. My kids come back and say, that, oh, I want to be like this Tete, this Coco, you know.
That's role modeling there yes. of the older
yes.
kids.
Yes. And they are the ones who tell their parents, when is the next parenting life group happening? We want to go.
We want to go. Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Wow. And then as a parent, you ask yourself, you sure you're talking about my kids there? I do not see this in my children. Yes. No. How you see it must be God.
It must be God.
And surely we have no credit for it.
The kids in the community right. environment so are doing great things.
That's yeah. right.
Yeah. And the others yeah. in the community caught it, right?
Yes. Yes.
And then they come back and tell you, your kids did this, your kids did that. And you're like, really?
Role modeling with respect to building a community starts by us first believing and enjoying it.
Mm. So good.
And involving our children.
Yeah. Amen.
So good. Right?
We have said this many times. Yeah. Community takes time to be built. And we want to start them, our children, when they are young, by telling them stories of our own encounter with the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This story gets their attention and they will start asking us, Papa, tell me more. Tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember, Pastor, you were saying, right, your son will ask you about certain Bible stories and gets you to read it up and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And for us, it's really revisiting and talking about it and get their attention.
Mm-hmm.
So once they have tasted the sweetness of godly community, they will know to lean in and avoid the ones of the world.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm. And that's what a lot of parents want in their
hearts. Parents want, right?
Mm. Yes.
Amen.
They want godly them to not be in bad company, right? It's so good, you know, that our children catch on to what we do. They catch on to what we believe in, what we value. What we honor and invest time in, they will see and they will come to value and emulate in time to come. So, Pastor, in closing, what's the one key takeaway for our listeners today?
So many good things that we shared today. Again, I'm going to say you provoked me to jealousy. I wish I had this community when I was bringing my kids into transition to primary one. But I just want to say, reach out to those around you. Can you just do that? I think that's something that I just want to call out.
Yeah.
We are sheep that thrive best with other sheep. We need other sheep in order to be encouraged, to not feel afraid, to show us the way forward. And our God puts us in sheep folds. That sounds like a community to me. So firstly, reach out to those around you. Secondly, live a life that includes others. It's a good life lesson for our children. As you've said many times, Gary Chinfen, just because you feel that perhaps you are introverted or you grew up not needing help, it's not true that this is the same with this upcoming generation. They are different from us.
Yes.
They need friends. Every time I go to a ministry meeting with the youth, I hear this over and over again. It's about friendships.
Yes.
So they may not be like their parents because they're in a brand new generation that is reaching and calling out for this. And if you don't engage them in community, social media will be their friend.
Yeah.
And one cannot vouch for its content with its open and unguarded boundary. We would rather involve and revolve our children around boundaries that we as our parents can vouch for and trust.
Yes.
And that's godly community.
Yes.
Friends that you know, their kids that you know, church that you know, things that you know is going to keep them safe. As you said, Gary, just now, I thought it was really powerful that this is where we want to put our kids in. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what we want to just focus on going forward.
Mm. Yes, that's so good. Thank you so much, Pastor Matthews, Gary and Chinfen. I had so much fun talking about community today. In relation to the topic of restfully preparing for primary one and the picture we are painting with the cross, the lateral arm of the cross looks like the community God wants to bring around us to keep us safe, to give us security. Community is God's idea, parents. Jesus believed in community and was himself a part of a community of believers. Community takes time and effort, so let's be committed to make community our priority too. This week, can we encourage you to deep dive with the Lord and meditate on Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. May you see His heart for you and receive a fresh revelation of community. Next, can we encourage you to arrange to meet up with your community, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends in church, whether it's your serving ministry, just meet up with your community. Hang out with them together with your children. We trust that you'll be blessed. There'll be greater blessings to come. In our next episode, we'll be diving into part 3 of the series where we look at the vertical downward part of the cross. Be sure to join us as Pastor Matthews, Gary and Chinfen share very, very practical handles on how to handle primary school life for your children. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode. Till then, be greatly blessed.
highly favored and deeply loved.